Jaguars.com coverage of Florida's Pro Day continues with the man of the hour, Dante Fowler Jr. Well, tell us about the day. Did it go as you expected?
Oh, yeah. It went, you know, as expected and more, to be honest with you. Just, you know, being around my guys again, it's just all smiles and, you know, everybody's happy. Everybody's out here doing a pro day, you know, getting better and just showing the scouts and everybody what we're capable of and that we're great players and we're worthy of getting drafted.
Yeah, the main goal for you is to maybe not do too much, lean on some of the stuff of the combine, but still prove a little bit more today. What did you prove today that you didn't prove otherwise?
I just wanted to prove. We did a lot of linebacker drills today, so I feel like I came in as a linebacker today. I weighed in at 265, so just showing them that I can move with my weight and how fluid I am with my weight and how smooth I am. I just wanted to show them that I'm a very polished player. I know a lot of guys had, you know, some concerns because, you know, I stand up and I put my hand in the dirt, but I want to show those guys I'm as good as my hand up with my hand in, as good as I am with my hand in the dirt as well.
What's been the most surprising part of this whole process for you?
The most surprising thing I would have to say is, you know, I'm doing what I love, but at the end of the day, it's a job. It's like my job. You know, when I was in college, we had the coaches and everybody to mentor us, but, you know, you're doing what you love, and it's like, you know, it's fun right now, but you still have some things you have to take care and handle as an adult, and, you know, just a lot of things with flights and going to meet coaches and interviews like that. It's like a job.
Do you look at mock drafts? Are you a top five guy? Do you even follow any of this stuff?
I don't follow the mock drafts. You know, it was kind of hard at the combine, and, you know, that was really what was going on. You know, we saw it all over TV, all over NFL Network. But, you know, in my opinion, I've been hearing the buzz. I think I'm the number one defensive guy that should come off the board. And I say that because I'm just, you know, an overall complete football player in this draft right now, defensive player in this draft right now. And there's a lot of other great guys, but as far as going to get the quarterback and being a true defensive player that can come in there and make an impact as, you know, the first day you step in, that's me.
What has been your interaction with the Jags so far, and how has it been?
Oh, it's been good. I'm actually going to visit the Jags today, right after this, and we're going to spend some time with each other, and I'm going to be up there tomorrow. So I actually have fam up there. I'm looking forward to getting up there. Jacksonville, the red, the blue and red game with Florida and Georgia, those are my favorite games. So I love what they did with the stadium and, you know, the new scoreboards and everything like that. Jacksonville is a great place. I love it.